So on these new Pixels, right, there's no separate headphone jack, much like the beshitted new iPhones.
Ah, yes.
So I'll tell you guys right now, my headphones are plugged into my power jack, and I've got 40% battery, which should be plenty.
You'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Let us know when you get to...
my phone battery, just for the record.
Yeah, let us know when you get to 5%, and then we'll know.
Okay. We'll hurry up and
really
finish.
We really gotta wrap it. Okay, fine. So why were you just voted in The Mandalorian, Matt? And then we'll get into the juicy stuff.
Yeah, so like the first few episodes, right? Like we didn't have it. My son was apparently watching it because he made friends with his buddy at school, right? And his buddy had it because he's got some rich parents or whatever that can afford the 15
so
bucks a month.
So smart kid. Your kid's making friends
exactly.
with rich kids. Very
exactly.
smart.
Yeah. Yes. So I wish he'd meet a rich girlfriend so he can marry smart.
Ain't that the best?
So he's watching these things, right? And he knows nothing about Star Wars in general other than just like watching it, right? So yeah. So I start watching him, and everybody on Twitter is like, oh yeah, yeah, Baby Yoda is the most awesome thing. And I'm thinking like, okay, well, this is awesome. It's like a prequel. This is like baby fucking Yoda. And then
no.
I find out it's not Baby Yoda. It's just that
no,
nobody
it's not Yoda.
Yeah, nobody yeah. fucking knows. What species yeah. Yoda is, right? Like, he's this unnamed.
It's not that
species.
Nobody knows that species has a name. I'm
yeah,
just
it has
saying.
A,
what's the
Dagobites,
name?
Dagobites, right? Aren't they from Dagobah? They're the native species from Dagobah or something, right? Isn't
they,
that where
they
they're...
are one of them, yeah, but that's
yeah.
not the name.
So, you know, somebody, you know, that's probably incorrect, and there's like 10 really deep
yeah,
Star Wars fans listening, just fucking screaming.
Well, look, they can all bite my entire ass. Because I also am a deep lore aficionado of Star Wars, and I still worship the original expanded universe.
I did not know that. I had no idea that you were a Star Wars fan. I really didn't know that to this very moment. That's great.
But to be quite honest with you, not a shocker.
Really? I'm kind of shocked by that.
I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked.
I kind of am. I don't know. I know a lot of positive interest, and sci-fi really... I never knew really was one of them. And then specifically like Star Wars kind of sci-fi.
Well,
I'm a little surprised.
Star Wars sci-fi is good sci-fi, not like Star Trek.
Do you know the origin of my pseudonym?
Isn't the origin of your pseudonym? Oh, well, of course, right. But you like Heinlein.
I mean,
because
that's sci-fi right there. You
well,
know?
That's sure. But Heinlein's also like political ideology and like he's a lot of stuff.
So
is
Star Wars, though.
You're right. I'm not even going to argue with that.
There's a lot of commentary. Like I said, it's
Star Wars is about the failure of the neoliberal system and the absurdity of neo-reaction.
You are giving way too much credit to the fact that George Lucas liked fucking the Hidden Fortress and tried to make an Americanized version of the Hidden Fortress, but sure.
I love it.
So that's the only reason why you were disappointed, because you thought it was literally you were going to see Yoda grow up?
Yes, I wanted the Yoda origin story, and now it's just some
really?
Other fucking jackleg little baby,
wow,
right?
Wow, this is so disrespectful, because now what's great is you look at it that way, which is amazing, but I looked at it like, oh man, this is a story about a boy and his dog, you know?
It's very true. That's very true.
It's just his hyper-intelligent, force-sensitive dog.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just... The Mandalorian has, now he has a kid. it's like a cowboy TV show, except he has a kid.
Yeah.
And I really like it. And I like a lot of the things that are going on in the show. No spoilers. The helmet's super cool. I haven't seen him take the helmet off. I don't think that's a spoiler. I haven't seen him take it off. And I'm really happy with that, because it's been very easy for me to like insert myself into this character.
There you go.
I like it a lot.
Just a boy
and
his dog.
I am not a Star Wars guy. Like, I could probably tell you a whole lot about Star Wars, and I've seen every Star Wars movie, but I am by no means a Star Wars guy. So The Mandalorian's been really cool because it's not very fan servicey. It's just like a straight-up TV show. I don't know. It's probably the best piece of Star Wars content that's come out in a long fucking time.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think if you renamed all the characters, you could end up with a generic space western and be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, there's really very few references to the Empire. There's like no references to Jedis. Like it's
yeah, which
very
there doesn't
detached.
Need to be. You know,
no,
like,
right.
The galaxy
no.
is a big fucking place.
Right. It's good that the designs are good enough for it to hold up as like an interesting show. And that's it. That's all you seem to need. I don't know. I really like it. And very disappointed people in my real life are not watching it, but everybody over the internet seems to be. And I just want to be able to like.
I have not actually watched it yet, but I feel like I should at some point.
I think you like it because it's fucking cool. The fight scenes are cool. There's a lot of cool cameos from celebrities in it, but like not like celebrities like buh, but like Gina Carano shows up in an episode, which is, you know, the UFC fighter. Mm-hmm. And it's like, first of all, she does a great job. Second of all, she's beautiful. Yes. Third of all, she could kick your fucking ass. And it's great to watch. It's great TV, man. I really like it.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of on strike from Star Wars content because of the sellout to Disney, though.
I get it.
Like, the Devil Mouse has just beshat so much.
Yeah, sure, sure. I get it. I do. Speaking of the Devil Mouse, let's talk about more things the devil does. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, we fiddled around.
That was a powerful transition, by the way.
It always is. It always is. We fiddled around on the show the other day on the Friends Against Government podcast. We fiddled around with the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, but we should definitely take a deeper dive into it this time. I think we said we would start at Epstein's death. We don't need to do anything before that, and we don't need to explain who he is or what he did. We already know that, and we can go through the first suicide attempt as well.
If I may. Are we,
yes, you may.
Are we all on board that Jeffrey Epstein is in fact dead?
Yes.
Like dead as a doornail. Dead.
Doornail.
Okay.
Yeah, he is dead as piss. He's dead.
There is no way on earth they let him live.
Right. I briefly wanted to believe that he was spirited away in the dark of night, but
yes.
But pause. You're right. He's a loose end, a giant loose end. Knows way too much. Obviously he was not the one in control of whatever organization that was. So
no.
Yeah, he's dead. So
he's dead.
Let's pick it up from
there. But it's good that you say that, right? So this is the assumption we will be working with. Honestly, if someone was like, guys, I think you're wrong. I don't think he's dead. Present your evidence and we could talk about it, but there's just very little evidence to support that, but I'm not against it.
Same.
You know? Well, I think we can touch on that once we get to the death itself.
Okay,
because
fine.
Right now you guys said you want to start with the immediate lead up to the death, you know, the first quote unquote suicide attempt.
First suicide attempt, the one that, and this is off the cuff, I don't remember as much about this, but I do remember all the hits. he tried to kill himself. This is a fact. In the sense that everything following was broached on it. That is to say, he was put on suicide watch. After the first suicide attempt, the whole taking him off suicide watch is what kind of got this conspiracy theories going, right? Why did you take him off suicide watch? He just tried to commit suicide, which, by the way, that was never answered. Still hasn't been answered.
It never will be.
They put him on suicide watch, and then he was unceremoniously taken off of suicide watch. And then only a few days later, he died. Was killed or was spirited away. I don't know how much there is to say about the fact that they took him off suicide watch, gentlemen. Anything?
Well, I want to make a note on our timeline of events here before we get too much into that.
Okay.
And, you know, this is probably just the events all running together in my mind, so I actually kind of want a clarification here, too, or a delineation, if you will. Do you guys remember the story about him being attacked at one point?
Yes.
By his cellmate, the Jastex cop?
Yes.
So at what point did that occur? Was that right before the first suicide attempt?
Are you asking or is this rhetorical?
I am legitimately asking. I guess I'm trying to rehash the timeline and make sure I've got my series of events correct.
Well, and I'm trying to figure that out too, because
was right before or right after the first suicide attempt.
I will look that up for you right now. He was found injured in his cell with marks on his neck on the 24th of July. Epstein's first suicide attempt was. Oh, no, it's going to be hard to find because all the things are about the videos that were not found.
Right.
Oh, boy. So the suicide was August. It was in August, the first suicide attempt. So the attack on him occurred first.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The attack occurred on him first. He then would have attempted to commit suicide the first time.
Well, and then the same cellmate claims he saved his life, right? Didn't that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, did that happen as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's our timeline then. Yes. So he was attacked by the ex-cop who did what? Killed somebody? It's not important. He was attacked by the ex-cop, probably.
Quadruple homicide over a drug deal gone bad.
Sounds like cop stuff.
Typical cop behavior, yeah.
Yeah, cop behavior. Not surprised. So that's the timeline then, and we are, yeah, okay. So we're at the first suicide attempt. They put him on, and that's what I was asking. Yeah, any thoughts on the fact that they took him off? Paz, have you heard anything about why they took him off? I've heard nothing. Nobody's answered this question.
There's been zero commentary on why he was taken off.
Now that,
and, you know, just the fact that there's been no commentary on that single fact makes it pretty inherently suspicious.
It is because that to me is the pivot. That's the pivot point.
There's no attempt to shape a narrative around that singular event, which is crazy.
No, nobody's noticed it. And that seems to be the pivot point, that if he was not taken off, none of this would have happened in the way that it did. It would be different. That seems to be the point at which things diverge. So we got no answer to that. That's noted. We can go from the first suicide attempt directly to the killing or the death or the escape, whatever you want to call it.
I'm sorry. When was he taken off of suicide watch? Closer to his death?
After.
Okay.
It was like 2 or 3 days before.
Okay. So my only, I don't want to jump ahead or anything, but my only thought on that, him being
Here
taken off is.
He was put on suicide watch on August 10th. He was put on suicide watch he died on the 10th. He was put on, oh, Jesus Christ, every article has to be 30 fucking pages long. It does not say. Okay, it just says he was taken off.
So I would be curious to know, in that sort of facility, what sort of security and like random checks and periodic checks come with suicide watch. And
then, once he's taken off, it allows, right? Already supposed to be being watched.
Right.
That was the other thing, was the guy wasn't watching him at the time. He was supposed to be being watched, and they didn't check in on him.
Yeah, and allegedly they were just taking turns napping or something because there were two of them in the cell block or something.
Yes. Which all of this sounds true to me. Like, oh my God, people don't do their jobs properly, 100%. But it's when you kind of put all these things, oh, the cameras malfunctioned. All right, that could happen. But it all happened together.
Well, and the camera malfunctioned with the destruction of the other tape. That's
well, remember that suspect. Early, speaking of the camera stuff, because, okay, now we're at the death, roughly. I think we could probably do the autopsies enough time to talk about, because that whole thing is a hilarious joke. The weird thing to me is that the suicide itself, so it happens, and they said there was no cameras in that block. That was the first thing that we heard.
I do remember that.
There are no cameras.
That's been memory hold, though. That's definitely been memory hold.
That's weird, right? I don't know who said that. And I'm not even saying that the person who said that was, well, I know for a fact that whoever said that was in some way affiliated with the situation enough for me to believe it at the time. That's all I know. But what I know now is, regardless of who said it, it was said and then changed. So I mean, it was said, and I accepted whoever said it had the authority to say it. Now the story changed. I'm not saying the same person changed their story, but the story has changed. It went from no cameras to, well, there were cameras, but the evidence was destroyed. And now it's, oh, there's no there were cameras, and the evidence isn't there. What?
That's
so strange to me.
It's a typical operation.
So,
man,
I would like to point out that this is the intentional muddying of waters.
Yes.
That happens around evidence in every major conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know, they intentionally tell you four different stories so that when you hone in on one, or you think you found the truth about any given point,
right,
that you can then, you know, be discredited by saying, oh, no, it was this way, remember?
Right.
You know, that's right. The introduction to actual gaslighting.
Yeah, and it's weird because nobody got gaslighted. Where are the videos? Everybody knows that. But it's just, it is weird to see a basic fact can go out there and it's not even a basic fact. What if there are no cameras there? Well, now we know there are, and that the video is, well, that seems to me to be even worse, right? Is, you know, they originally it was they weren't filming at the time, and now it's, oh, they were filming and now we don't have the videos. That's worse, the information that just came out. That's even more incompetent.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is wait 5 years and we'll be back to the story that, oh, no, there was no camera in the first place.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, might be right about that.
To further...
That's the active manipulation of the narrative that I am talking about.
Yeah, it's right. To further confuse people to the point where you stop looking into it. Because it's too fucking confusing to go any further. It's
fucking confusing for sure. So we don't have the video, but we do now have pictures. Another, by the way, flaw in what happened in that situation. It is against the law to tamper with a suicide in a prison cell. It should be treated as a criminal act. It's a crime. A crime scene needs to be established. This is New York State law. They tampered with the body. They moved the body before the pictures were taken and the evidence was collected. That's another. Yeah, let's just note that.
Who
just
gives a shit besides us, though?
No, I'm just saying. This podcast is meant to be a catalog and a chronicle of these events. Somebody write that down, because that nobody's talked about that. It is against the law to do that, but it happened, and nobody has answered for that. And it seems to be yet another thing. I really would have liked to have seen that body in that cell.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I think we all would have.
Yeah,
I hate to break it to you,
wasn't fucking there.
But no one has answered for that, and unfortunately, no one is going to answer for that. So
no, but let it be duly noted that that was the case.
Well, with and
absolutely, let the record reflect.
The record will show everything.
So, also that came out recently, right? Was photos of the actual cell. And there's
what I mean.
Okay,
that's
what he's getting.
Yeah. And so what has to be, I don't know, like 30 fucking yards of orange material, like,
yes.
How many, like, is that, are those bed sheets? Like,
right.
How many fucking bed sheets did this guy get a hold of? Or did they just start throwing him in there and go, hey man, like, here's enough to make a noose, like, you know, whatever. Either you do it or we're going to do
by
it.
The way. Here's
you
a
know,
weird
you
thought,
wouldn't
by the way.
Need that much anyway.
No.
Why are we?
Well, there's
why
also
are we
a picture of
bed sheets.
Right.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe that sounds very cruel, but like, I'm okay with being cruel to someone like Jeffrey Epstein. I really think that the prison complex in America needs to be dismantled as quickly as possible. But Jeffrey Epstein doesn't count. That guy should be in whatever a prison remains.
He
like
he should have been.
Honestly, he should have been sent swiftly to hell anyway.
He should have been.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. But the fact being, as a side thought, for the prisoners who really should be there. Why are we giving prisoners bed sheets? Let them be cold. I don't give a shit. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to talk about that just real quick, I'd say it's probably a gesture at the concept of pretending to care about rehabilitative justice. But
Yeah. Jeff will be rehabilitated in no time after he gets home from his fucking trip in Cancun.
Jesus. Yeah, sure worked after his first arrest, right? He got reformed real quick.
Holy crap. Yeah, let's, by the way, because there are some people who don't know this who are listening, like younger folk, but do remember Jeffrey Epstein was arrested once before, and he got off, and he was actually let off, basically. So just let that
by Trump's former labor secretary, for the record.
tie-ins.
They're all a bunch of rapists.
I'm thinking of a certain color of thread that runs through these stories.
If you're not a kid diddler.
What is my one of my favorite quotes from Jake from the Damn Woods of all time was, imagine thinking every world leader throughout history wasn't raping kids.
Yeah, man. I want to distract us again for just a moment, but I really want to point out, like I always do, that that dude is the absolute GOAT. He really
is. Oh, he's a GOAT. Oh, my God. Very few accounts on Twitter are better than Pontiac Gunfire. One of the, really. And it's amazing because it's a locked account, and he could – I would pay – for his account. Like, I would pay a dollar.
Did you even know him on his old account, or was that before you even joined Twitter?
That was before I even joined Twitter.
Yeah. Because I want to say he nuked his old account.
He probably did. I wouldn't be surprised. Jake very much strikes me as the kind of person who, the minute he gets to 1,000 followers, will nuke that account and start over.
Yeah, well, I want to say he had like 1,700 followers. And he was sick of getting brigaded by communists or something.
Yeah, Jake and I are two very different people in that sense, where he will go, this shit ain't worth it. And I will go, nope, I fucking, this is my fuel. Yeah, man. Okay, back to it. Where are we now?
Well,
we
so got the pictures before, of the
prison cell.
Yeah, so before we leave the pictures of the prison cell, I just quickly Googled, you know, Jeffrey Epstein prison cell pictures. And what I didn't see before, which you guys may have, is there appears to be a picture of a rudimentary noose tied. I can't determine if the knot tied is a slip knot or not, or if it would have actually worked. But the other end is not tied. So I don't understand how any of this would have functioned to create. I'm not saying it's not hard to suffocate yourself by tying shit around your neck and then leaning forward against, like,
he wasn't hanged, so he doesn't need a slip knot.
But weren't there like some pretty severe ligature marks on his neck?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay. So maybe I'm just setting all this up for that. Yes, and
we're
there
still
also
talking about the cell because,
there
yeah,
appears
when we
to
get
be
the autopsy. That was a hot load of bullshit.
There appears to be a fucking pen, a ballpoint pen, in the cell.
Yes.
How do you get a? Who allows a prisoner to have that? And there's like some bottles of some sort. Where did that shit fucking come from?
Sure.
There's all sorts of random shit in this photo, and it is mind boggling. There's two situations
here.
Well,
at that point, you have to even begin asking, did they take the photos in his cell or somewhere else?
Right. Well, I guess, so, okay.
You know, because I'm not necessarily saying I endorse that viewpoint, but it's a real consideration in op building.
I thought that too. So there's three situations that could have occurred here.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It could be a fucking studio in California. It doesn't have to be a prison cell anywhere. You're right.
So they took the photos in his cell after he committed suicide in the state in which he committed suicide. That's scenario one. Scenario two is that he committed suicide. They came in, moved the body, set a bunch of shit down. Somebody took some notes, set the pen down, then took photos. That's situation two. Situation three is they staged the entire event in a completely different cell.
Right. So maybe this is my original thought, and I'm still drawn to this, is what appears to have happened is they moved the body and kept the cell the same otherwise, which is just utterly unhelpful. I mean, I don't know why you would even take pictures of that.
Yeah.
Why would you even take pictures of that? It doesn't make any sense. You would only take pictures of something for the purposes of documenting it as you saw it.
They're
throwing
a bone to the general public. Not people like us, but people who would go, there's something fishy with that. And they go, look, here's some pictures. It's all fucked up.
What's
and they go,
the point
oh, okay,
taking
cool.
Pictures of an empty cell. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Why? What are the purposes? What is that? I don't know. Police didn't do that, right? Who took those pictures? Because the police didn't. The police would set up a fucking crime scene.
Yes.
Or help.
Yeah.
You know, that is a real, real brain worm of a question.
Well, don't make it too much of a brain worm, because you'll find me dead next.
Maybe this is actually a good time for all of us to kind of give that, you know, I'm not depressed. I have no intention of killing myself.
I was gonna say I'm in relatively good health. I'm not depressed. I have no intention of killing myself. No intention of getting into car accidents. I do not drive regularly. I do not drive on highways either. So, anybody,
I'm just gonna say, people, if I get got, y'all know who did it. It was Deep Smithsonian. Okay, let's just be upfront about it.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should sideline here. If you get got, Paz, it's either the Smithsonian or the Vatican.
One of the two.
And if it's me, it's the Irish. I'm pretty sure of it. It's the Irish.
I don't even know who would get me.
some angered ex-girlfriend somewhere
along most likely the line. Actually there was a violent one in the past, so
Jesus. All right, fine. Yeah, I think we can put the pictures conversation to bed with what is the purpose of those photographs, because someone took them in that state. Pictures are framed. There's a whole lot going on in that photograph we don't see. We only see the front.
Mm-hmm.
And why did those pictures get taken? At the time of recording, I don't know who took those photographs. We may find out. We may not. I know for a fact it wasn't the police. Or it was a policeman with his phone. Because it was not, quote unquote, the police. They would have set up a crime scene. So I don't know what the hell it is. Or again, unless you think the entire police system is in on it. And if you do, maybe we could do an episode on that.
Yeah, no, I got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
Actually, if I can sidebar and plug some content I just did.
Uh-huh.
I just got to go on with Mr. Sue.
Oh, nice.
Right? And I made a very specific point of telling him and explaining to him that it's never, ever about an entire agency or the whole government being in on something.
No.
It's about a group with enough power and clout of their own to force as much state machinery as they need to do something.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That being said, we could put that to bed now. Let's move to the most, actually that picture thing has me pretty befuddled, but the most befuddling thing has been this autopsy. Paz, I know you did it on my episode, but since this is going out for any number of us who want it, let's just rehash. Can you explain to me the name of, the history of the, what do you call them? The autopsist, the mortician? What do they, no, because a mortician is.
I don't think coroner is the right word because that's a county level position and that's not what he is.
No, he's not. He's a professional coroner. Like he is a traveling coroner.
Yeah, it's like a...
Which is bizarre, right? What is this guy's name? Greenland's
medical examiner isn't even the right word either, but that's almost what it is.
So let's just lay that out, right? This is not a governmental position, as far as I understand it. This is a private job that this guy does. And what is his name?
Well, he was in government at one point.
Well, here...
Yes, he was.
It says New York City medical examiner.
No, that's not who we're driving.
Maybe this is an older one.
Yeah, what's his name? Michael.
Yeah, I know where Michael we're going, Baden. Yeah, Michael Baden. Sorry, guys, I talked over you.
Forensic pathologist is his technical job title.
Yes, the Wikipedia. They're citing Wikipedia. The Wikipedia says Michael M. Baden is an American physician and board certified forensic pathologist. That's it. That's all we know. He was at one time the chief medical examiner of the city of New York, which, by the way, getting the former chief medical examiner of the city of New York to examine the body of Jeffrey Epstein, a guy who was super tied into New York politics, is very suspicious. Just on that merit alone. He was also the chairman of the House Select Committee on Assassinations' Foreign Pathology Panel. That's an amazing title.
Well, and aside from some of those, Paz, why don't you run us down some more of his greatest hits?
Jesus Christ.
So not only was he the dude who examined the Kennedy body, but he was also involved in the O.J. Simpson case.
He was an expert witness.
As a consultant, yeah.
Yes,
he was an expert witness. So someone really sat down.
There's more.
Okay, so go ahead.
And these are, you're going to be like, your eyes will be like, huh? He was involved conducting private autopsies for Michael Brown. Beyond that, he was also involved in the autopsy for the death or the murder committed by Aaron Hernandez. And he, yeah, and John Kennedy. So this guy is like in there, you know, he's got the big names. He's well, got a very impressive resume.
But yeah, those are big names, right? But all of those autopsies came with controversy. So
all of them.
So someone with some stroke sat down at a table and said, who is the most fucked up professional individual we can get?
I misspoke. This is even you, because you just reminded me, more controversy, right? So it wasn't the person Aaron Hernandez killed.
It was Aaron Hernandez.
He did the autopsy on Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Right, when he hung himself.
Another suicide by hanging.
Another massively controversial autopsy. Massively controversial, because they couldn't determine whether or not he had CTE.
Right.
They couldn't determine it. So there you go. Another one. Michael Brown, of course. And yeah. So this guy is like way too tied in for this to have been a thing that should have been done. I mean, I didn't know this until I just read it. But again, chief medical examiner of New York City in 78 and 79, Jeff was probably in his prime.
Jeff actually would have been a young adult. In the 70s is when he got his start as a teacher at an exclusive academy, despite having never even actually earned the college degree.
This guy was so groomed from the beginning, dude. It is sick. It's sick. Yeah, anyway. So this is the guy we're talking about, Michael Baden. There's his resume and the very confusing pathway that got him to where he ended up as the coroner or whatever you want to call it for this situation we find ourselves in. Pause, take it away. Where do you want to go from here? What was the thing when the autopsy came out? I'm sure you looked at it and something ran through your mind. What was the first thing that interested you?
Honestly, my whole thing with the autopsy was that there were initial reports that the injuries to his neck were consistent with hand strangulation, just with the way the bones had broken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not actually let that trigger me too much, and I don't want to disappoint you guys, but frankly, I don't know enough about bone-breaking biology to know whether or not that actually was fishy or not. You know, I have to be agnostic and reasonable about it.
Well, I think it was...
Do I believe that bed sheets could do that by leaning forward on them with any amount of force? Not really, but I don't know enough about it to rule that out.
And I think the whole bone-breaking thing is one of those deals where it's like, you know, 80 or 90 something percent of the time in hanging, that bone doesn't break. But when you're strangled, it at the same rate tends to break. So there's always that little margin for error there where there could be nothing nefarious here. This could be a one-off situation where all the bad shit goes bad at the same time and whatever. Either way, the guy's dead, right? But it opens up enough doubt and speculation by people like us to talk about it on a podcast.
Yes. Yes, it does. It keeps us employed.
Yes. As it were.
Yes. All right, let's get to the thing. His neck. You saw the pictures of his neck, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe that. So if you didn't see the pictures of his neck, there was no more clear sign that he was strangled by cable ties than that. And yes. I don't know why on earth they let that out. It's crazy. It doesn't look anything like those bed sheets.
Right. Well, nothing. And again, right? It's
nothing,
it's like,
at all.
It's not. Look, I'll go closer to buying your case if you tell me that the guy basically choked himself by leaning forward with a bed sheet tied around his neck, right? And just did so until he passed out, and then he passed out forward, and then he couldn't breathe anymore, and then that's all she wrote, right? But when you show me that picture that looks like a fucking garrote was, like, wrapped around his fucking neck, you know what I mean? That's
right.
Like, that's too much, man. Like, too many of these things don't add up. I don't understand
I'm
that.
I'm not trying to believe this, right? I really don't want to believe it. But, like, they touted those pictures out. Like, look, you know, these are pictures. His neck... is looks yeah like he got garroted and, I mean, and it's bleeding.
Yeah, you can see how thin the pressure region would have been to cause that bruising, right? And it, you can see that it. I'm looking at it right now. It overlaps to where it looks like if you just drew a line, it would be like it didn't like the ends didn't quite meet up, but you could see where it would have pulled away from the neck as somebody would have come up behind him, wrapped that the garrote around, and just what? Leaned into his back and pulled.
I did not even think about that.
And
they didn't show the back of his head.
Right. And
why?
There's a slight bruise on his chin.
By the same token, to pump the brakes on that, why would they specifically show the back of his neck?
Because like Maddie just said, if it was a case of self-strangulation, then there would be a consistent mark around the neck.
Right.
But if someone came up from behind him, right at the middle of the back of the neck, there would be no mark. Why
would
aren't we seeing
the back,
of
his neck in self-strangulation?
If I was going to strangle myself, it has to be wrapped around the back of my head and forward again. The whole neck is being strangled.
I think if the way he strangles himself, that their narrative, right?
Right.
The bruising would only be on the front of the neck. Now,
this is what I agree with you.
If a cable or something else or a piano wire was wrapped around his neck, I believe there would be a consistent bruise all the way around. Now, photo, there is...
They show the side of his neck. Yes, they show the back side
well, on
his neck.
His right side in the photo I'm looking at, which is front from the front, his right side, and you can see where those lines diverge, right?
Yes,
It appears to go further around. Now, on his left side, there does not appear to be any bruising. There appears to be a little bit of blood, and there is a bruise under his chin. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I do see that too.
Because if he fell forward after he had expired, there wouldn't be a bruise.
Sure.
So
the blood, the fact that the blood, like there's so much blood, I don't know. I don't know. Can you? We've seen a lot of suicides, mm-hmm. right? I have never in my life seen this. Never. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's
so
very
you
strange.
Get the, yeah, like you said, there's a picture of like the back right of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And the first of all, absolutely, the bruising and the bleeding fades out towards the back of his head.
Sure.
The direct back of his head, there's no marks. None. Why? Self-strangulation, you don't choose the angle. Your arms are at your side. You can't leverage yourself forward. You just have to pull really hard in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would do it. I don't know. Maybe he went to school for it. I don't know. I have no idea, man. It's very suspicious. It even the idea that like actual real bleeding, there's quite a bit of bleeding going on, could have been caused at such a precise, very small pull from those bed sheets is crazy to me. I don't know. And
here's another
orange.
Here's another.
So we can't see whether or not there's any blood on.
Well, here's another bit for you. So this is in some, I gotta assume it's like some right wing website. They've compiled a number of Ian Miles Chong's tweets, but he's kind of he's kind of putting together some things that Dr. Baden says, right? So in one of the tweets, it says he points out that the noose has no blood on it, despite the wound in the autopsy photo, which clearly shows
that's
blood.
Yeah, that's a lie. Yeah, that's just I heard that on Joe Rogan's podcast, and they were all like, "Well, then he's just lying. That's just a lie." And it is. If there's blood on his neck, there's blood on the noose.
Right.
Well, no, actually, I'm sorry. There's no blood on the noose because the noose wasn't used. It was a cable tie.
Yes, yes. But that's what he's getting at, right? Is that he's because
right. It was a cable
came
because
in there
Baden.
With zip ties
wow.
Or
yo.
Well,
do
because
you think that Michael Baden is trying to give us like a purposeful limited hangout?
Wait.
Like he's purposefully sinking out bad info.
Is Dr. Michael Baden Q?
Oh shit.
No. And as,
I love
as far as the possibility of it being limited hangout.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's worth noting here, guys. I want to give you a very important clarification, real quick.
Yes.
Baden's involvement in examining this was being contracted through Epstein's biological brother to review the autopsy.
No shit.
Oh my god.
No shit.
Now, the reason that's important is because that would imply that the limited hangout means both sides have been bought out and that any controversy about the autopsy itself is the op, is part of the cover.
But that is bizarre, right? Because this autopsy was touted out there as good as gold. But it's being paid for by a did you say a relative of Jeffrey Epstein?
His brother, right?
No. So what happened is the state did and released its own actual autopsy. And then Epstein's actual biological brother paid Baden to come in and contest it, to re-examine it.
Well,
so where is the limited hangout?
But the estate, though, I think, would have a vested interest in his death being homicide as opposed to suicide, because there's got to be a hefty insurance payout here somewhere.
I don't know, man, because
does there, they
know,
though?
I was going to say, they know who his family is. You think they go, oh, we want to make sure that people find out it's a homicide. They got fucking people knocking on their door going, you do that, you'll be fucking dead and burning. So I don't know.
That's true.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm saying. That's why his brother went to Baden to do it, because Baden was already compromised by these people who want to see it come back out a certain way.
Clean, you know? Yeah, clean.
Yeah.
New Yorkers do it one way, clean.
Clean.
Anytime.
You know, that's what I hear about New York, infamously clean.
Yeah.
Anytime there is you see it all the time. Anytime there's a cop killing, anytime there's a big drug bust, it's always very clean. It's always very, well, we got the guy who did it, and that's it. You know? So, yeah, this guy who's deeply tied into New York politics, I'm not surprised they brought him in to be the cleanup guy. Be like, yeah, this roughly checks out. Like, yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you saying that. Now, I didn't know that. So what we're working with here is, now these pictures that were taken, these were not taken by Michael Baden. These were taken by the coroner for New York State, who we don't know the name of. Who's the coroner here? Like, who did the work?
That's got to be public information. I'm sure that.
Yeah. Who did the cutting? Who did the opening? Who did the looking? Who did the analysis? It doesn't say.
I have to imagine it would just be whoever was on staff in that capacity at the hospital they took the body to. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't even.
You may be right about that.
About police procedure to know that.
You may be right about that, and that's actually comforting, because I don't know if that guy gets like kind of thrown into your autopsy room, like, just, oh, this is Jeffrey Epstein. There's no guarantee that the person doing the work even knows who the fuck that guy is. So, that's actually comforting.
By the same token, it's not that hard to send a compromised cop down
room
and say, hey, we need this to come out this way.
You think they could find a compromised cop in New York City?
Dude, one day I'm going to sit down and tell you some cop stories that I know about. It's wild. It's like it's a gang, dude. It's the biggest gang in the city. It's incredible. And everybody knows it. So this is not surprising to me. Now, forensic pathologist, this is from the article I have tied up. Forensic pathologist and former New York City medical examiner Michael Baden said on America's Newsroom on Monday that images reaffirm his belief that findings are more indicative of homicide than suicide. I think there's a lot of information that still hasn't been revealed yet that is essential in order to arrive at a conclusion whether this is a suicide or homicide. So he's keeping it open. I think the closing out of this case as a suicide too quickly was premature. So this is what Baden says. Now, I don't trust Baden for a single second.
That's the limited hangout.
Yes.
You know?
I don't
trust
Baden.
Giving you the sliver of a truth so they can gaslight you with the sliver later.
I agree. There's nothing more to be said about that. Michael Baden, compromised or not, this is the words that came out of his mouth for the public to hear. Take them as you will. He was willing to say those things, whether he was prompted to or that's what he really believes. That is what he said. You can take that for what that is right there. So that's what we have. There is some controversy apparently over whether or not it was a suicide or homicide by this Michael Baden character. If he was told to say those things, then people want the narrative to sound that way. If he wasn't told to say those things, well, that's what Michael Baden says then. So either way, you can't close this, right? You can't close this yet.
It's just further, further money.
I mean, yeah, you can close it, and they're trying to.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to. Baden referenced a photograph of the ligature mark around Epstein's neck, saying it doesn't match the ligature that was found at the scene and that the medical examiner copied to show how he was hanged. He added that it was too wide and too smooth. This is a rougher injury. I agree there. It's funny because Michael Baden is like, kind of, again, I can hear the real Michael Baden speaking, going, you need to keep looking. This is not as it seems. Yeah, he's giving all of the like, well, if I was going to strangle somebody to death, I would use a metal wire. And if I was going to use a metal wire, well, the injuries would look similar to that. So there's enough evidence to suggest that, too, that at least this guy seems to think it wasn't what we were told it was. Yeah. And Maddie, the knot. Like you said, there's pictures of the knot. If you scroll down on some articles, there's pictures of the knot. It doesn't look like a slip knot at all. It just looks like a standard knot.
And
standard.
Again, it doesn't necessarily need to be a slip knot, though.
No, it doesn't, because it wasn't a hanging either way. There's just nowhere he could have hanged from.
Yeah.
The original medical investigation was thorough and complete, Dr. Barbara Sampson, the chief medical examiner. Oh, there you go. Told Fox News in a statement in October. There is no reason for a second medical examination by our office. Thank you, Barbara.
Who do you work for, Barbara Sampson?
Well, Barbara works for New York State.
But who does she really work for?
Well, no. Well, I was about
to stay.
I was going to say, I was about to put that together for you. Dr. Barbara Sampson works for New York State. Michael Baden used to work for New York State. Jeffrey Epstein knows a whole lot of people who worked for New York State. A lot of pictures of Jeffrey Epstein with people who worked for New York State. Yeah, that's all you need to know, really, is, yeah, New York State is at the top and bottom. We did a full investigation on ourselves, and we found there was nothing wrong. That's what it seems to be.
Just like when the cops investigate.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. Well, I mean,
that was the joke.
That was it.
Sorry.
That was the.
I've been drinking. Pause. Leave me alone.
Oh, and he left a suicide note, right?
Yeah. Well, he left a note complaining about the conditions of the prison. It wasn't a suicide note.
That is fake. I'm just gonna say that, right? Like I don't think that it's fake. Like, he probably wrote it, right? Because it would be very risky to take pictures of someone's writing,
right?
Say, you know, that would be very risky. I wouldn't do that. I'm sure he wrote it. It's just meaningless. Unless there's some sort of sick, demented, twisted code in there, which we will never be able to figure out.
I can comment on that just real quick, Bird.
Yeah.
I would point out that famed in his circles, false flag researcher Ali Damigard has done a lot of work on the encoded messages in false flag and in mass casualty events. And he seems convinced that there is, in fact, some sort of cipher that gets put into these things.
Yes.
That while it would be accessible to the public, it's not meant for public consumption.
Right.
And that
could also
theoretically explain things like the pen or the layout of the photos.
Yes.
You know, they were released to us for plausible deniability and dissemination.
Yes.
But the message there was for a very specific set of people.
Right. I agree. I guess what I mean to say is, yeah, the note is written and it's there and Jeff probably had a reason for writing it, whatever. The thing that's curious to me is why they took a picture of it and they are like broadcasting it. Why is it notable? I don't know. It's a useless note that doesn't say anything in particular. It's not a suicide note. Or they released this picture because there's a cipher in it somewhere for, you know, only the people who need to know to find out. And everyone else just gets this innocuous, meaningless image. There was,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? There's no reason to have posted
this. Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
That there's no reason to have posted this at all. It's absolutely inconsequential. We don't even know if Jeffrey Epstein like wrote it when. We don't know when he wrote it, at what time, what it pertains to, what it was on his mind. And so it's very, very odd to me that number one, he wrote this down. And Jeffrey Epstein is such a fucked up human being to begin with. So, like, he could have easily wrote this for no reason. You know, sure. Like, he could be a psychopath. I mean, he's a psychopath to the very end. I'm sure he was laughing and smiling while he was getting strangled. Fuck. I don't know.
Hey, some people are into that.
Oh, man, this reminds me of that 9-year-old in Tijuana as he's being choked to death.
I was thinking he was being choked to death. He's like, oh, good, I can finally meet Satan after all these years. I've been waiting. Anyway, so there's the note. The note is very puzzling. It doesn't mean a single thing, so I don't know why it was put out to the public. And yet there are many reasons why it could have been put out to the public that are not immediately available to the eye. So it's strange, just strange. I'm not digging the orange color that they use. And I think that's it. I think we might have gone through what we know so far. Pause. Is there anything burning inside of you about how we missed something? Anything like, oh, we these compromised individuals, they didn't talk about this, or are we good? Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, I don't have
still
any further commentary on this part of it.
Okay. You have any further commentary on the thing in general?
I still want to know really badly about what happened when the FBI and NYPD went together down to his island.
Me too. Me fucking too.
This was after the death?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Yeah, was it after the death?
It was ongoing throughout this whole timeline of events from the arrest to the death.
Yeah, we got those very... Yeah, that dude at a temple. That's so strange, yes. Isn't it? Creepy. Creepy,
very strange.
Right? It's just weird, right? All before your eyes. Something is going on, right? Why did he have that temple?
It's the best place to hide things.
Why is this cryptic note here? Why, you know, he was killed and everybody insists he wasn't killed. They keep putting out these pictures that are so obviously kind of fake, right? Like, they're kind of like, well, they're not telling the whole story. And it's clear. It's just clear. And Paz's theory that this is all information muddling is the only thing that seems to make any sense to me. Is, yes, this is all purposefully kind of weird and kind of normal. Like, they did some things that make sense. They did some things that don't make sense. They have Michael Baden going out there saying it could have been a homicide, but it could have been a suicide. They have the actual department saying it definitely was a suicide. It's all just – but this got out to the mainstream news, right? Like, the Michael Baden's thoughts on it got out to the mainstream news. It's all just conflicting information that doesn't really tell you anything at all. It's all just, like, information. Just random
information theater.
Yeah. Random sounds to entertain you. Random pictures to entertain you. That's all that it seems to be. Those are my final thoughts on that, gentlemen.
Well, I concur.
and very good.
Yeah. Now, well, before we get out of here, though, like, I mean, we're not done with this, right? Because I can we talk about Ghislaine Maxwell? Like,
yeah, can we talk about Ghislaine Maxwell?
Well, if we want to talk about her, can we talk about Jean-Luc Brunel, too?
Yeah,
yes,
we talk about
please.
Him? Yeah, go ahead, pause. Go ahead.
Or who's the other one? Wes Lexner or some shit?
Oh, Leslie Wexner, right?
Oh, Wexner.
It's Wexner, right? Leslie Wexner? I think that's right.
So, yeah, go ahead, pause. Go ahead.
So, we have his alleged girlfriend, the daughter of a notorious Mossad agent, running around South America at one point, allegedly, and also in hiding somewhere in South America, allegedly, one of his top procurers, who is also one of the biggest talent scouts in the world in terms of fashion models. You know, just what exactly is going on there? Where are they actually? We know the pictures of her in California at the burger place were fake as shit, you know,
and people
keep saying, oh, they're still hunting for her, or, oh, they're going to find her, but I'm not convinced they will.
What book was she reading when she was photographed?
God.
What was that?
That was Ghislaine.
Yeah. It was right after the murder.
She was reading
that photograph
a...
was fake as hell.
Yes, of course. But that was more staging to send a signal to a group of people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she was reading a history of the CIA or something.
Yes,
she
was reading. That's right.
Oh, or she was reading. No, wasn't she reading a book written by a Mossad agent? Wasn't she reading? Let's find
no,
out.
It was CIA. It was like a history of fallen CIA operatives or something.
Oh, there we go. Here's the book. Oh, God. God, she's a miserable looking bitch. I fucking can't. I hope this woman burns for eternity. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is even worse than what you were. Pause, you're correct. But this is even worse than what you were saying. The Book of Honor, The Secret Lives and Deaths of CIA Operatives.
Yes. That's perfect.
But, you know, that in itself is obvious freaking misdirection. Because that's meant to bait us into thinking, oh, was he CIA?
That's right. That's right.
Which
it bolsters
the misdirection of anything else.
It bolsters the worst of the worst conspiracy theorist case that he was CIA, right?
Right.
But it's too obvious.
It's so obvious.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's any reason at all why the CIA would need him specifically or his network specifically as an asset. It would make far more sense for either a foreign government or a supranational group to have Epstein as an asset than it would for the CIA to have him as an asset.
Sure, sure. And I certainly buy into the possible Mossad agent theory, but...
Why, though? Why was she reading... No, not you. Why was she reading it? Why was she reading that book at that time, and that was the photo we got to see? It's just so...
To further muddy the waters. That's
it. It's so orchestrated.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so orchestrated. First Peter 5:8. Everybody go read that. And you'll...
I'm on it.
that'll be how I'm ending my thoughts on this. It's just so out in the fucking open. It's so clearly out in the open. It's amazing. They don't give a fuck. They touted these pictures of Ghislaine Maxwell reading this book just so that some people could be confused, other people could be angry, and then she just disappears. They knew exactly where she was. They could find her at any time if they wanted to. They can find whoever they want at any time, especially somebody who's that high profile and that wealthy, who looks so much like she does. Like Ghislaine Maxwell looks so much like herself. Like, she doesn't look like anyone else on earth. She looks exactly like herself. You could never be like, we can't find her. She's so clearly her. I don't understand
it. Straight up allowed to get off the hook.
Yes.
Completely off. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They found her. The pictures, it was huge. It was a huge breaking story when they got pictures of her in and out.
I need to keep circling back to this. That photo wasn't real. It was an edit.
Oh. How? How
what
is
do you
it
mean how?
Like, in what
there,
way?
There was a whole long-ass Twitter thread about it that bounced around for like 3 weeks, man.
Hold on.
Did you miss that?
No, I must have, because I thought these pictures were... So they're not real. So what's real about them? Was she actually there?
No, what's real about it is the fact that it was released to release a message. You know, the only thing real about it is the subtext that we have to decipher.
No. The picture. How was it edited? Was she reading that book? Has she ever read that book in her entire life?
Job
is yeah,
what
but
I'm
I
saying.
Know, but I'm saying what part of it was photoshopped? Her into the image?
The background.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out. Yes, I get the greater point you're making, but now I'm just confused and I want to. Oh, by the way, she's also the youngest child. Well, you already said it, but I like how on Wikipedia, Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of a publishing tycoon and fraudster Robert Maxwell, which I think is incredible. That
That's
on
perfect.
On Wikipedia he is known as a fraudster. I just think it's great. Christ Almighty. Yeah, I don't know, man. Okay, so that was photoshopped. She wasn't in that. That's not a real thing in any way, but it was released, you say, to send an image or to further muddy the waters, right? That's what it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. Do you think...
They're never going to get her. It was never part of the plan to get her. She was intentionally let free, and that's... Yeah. That, more than anything, is what really drives me bonkers.
Right.
You know, I am extremely agnostic on this whole Epstein thing itself.
Right.
I knew as soon as he'd been arrested again that it was coming, and I was yelling it from the rooftops, and then it happened, and then the same thing that always happens happened. And that is what it is. It's about piecing together everything else and about trying to figure out what comes next. You know?
Right. She's bigly affiliated with Prince Harry, right? So that being said.
Well, yeah, the entire Epstein network was. He was one of their top clients.
Yeah. Now, how about that, huh? That, did you see the interview with him? The BBC, I think it was the BBC interviewed him. Prince Harry.
I heard a couple of sound bites, but I never intentionally sat down and watched it.
I don't know. I don't even honestly, it could be Prince Philip, Prince Andrew, Prince Harry. I don't know any which one. I don't. Yuck. Prince Andrew. Okay, good.
Well said,
Prince
Bert.
Andrew. So he did that interview, and it was like an absolute disaster of an interview. Like they were like, you knew
such bad judgment on my part going and staying in his house 6 years after you knew he'd been convicted.
Right.
Whatever. You knew exactly what you were doing.
And he went on television and he said that. And nobody believed him, but that hasn't been continued any further. That he literally went on TV and gave the most embarrassing interview I've ever seen. It was a mess. Like, he wasn't faking it. He's not that good of an actor. I'm sorry. British royals have, like, one less chromosome than the rest of us. They're not good at anything. They're
Are you
bad
saying
at
that
most
they're inbred?
Less or eight more.
Maybe 12 more. I don't know. How many chromosomes do lizards have? Anyway, they have a different number of chromosomes than we do. They're different. They can't do the same things as us. He's not capable of being a good actor. I'm sorry. He really genuinely fucked up. And he really genuinely gave a terrible interview that nobody talked about like 2 days later, even though like in the interview, it was so very clear. He couldn't give less of a shit about anything that he did, that he partook in more than just going to the house of Jeffrey Epstein, but quite literally in having sex with a 17-year-old on multiple separate occasions and then denying he even ever knew who that person was. It's
man,
terrible.
And to think it was just the 17-year-old too.
Oh yeah,
like,
sure.
Let's be real fucking clear, right?
Yeah, right.
Well,
that was the high end.
If he admitted to a 17-year-old or got busted for a 17-year-old, then that's
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. This is what's worse. He straight up said, I don't recall ever meeting that person. There's many photographs of the two
of
them together.
Right, right. But even that one, like Paz said, that's she's almost aged out of the whole program at that point. So
I know, right? really, that is true.
Yeah.
Okay. We got anything else? Or are we good? I think the listeners are probably all tired out from us complaining about Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, maybe they're not, but don't ever stop talking about it. Because
that I want to add. Uh-huh. And it's something that I've been harping on for a little while.
Yeah.
But at this point, the whole Epstein thing's just dead. You know,
really?
There's already a new network in place. Ooh. We need to figure out what that is. And that's what's
I was going to say, I didn't think Jeffrey Epstein.
These people didn't stop feeding their appetite. And that's what matters.
No.
You know?
I agree. I was going to say, I don't think Jeff Epstein going down was damaging to the establishment. No, I think he was
not even remotely. He was sacrificed so they could get another network up and rolling.
Yeah,
we're being allowed to talk about him at all, so that we don't start looking for it.
Right. Maybe I'm showing some serious ignorance here, but I can't remember why Jeff Epstein got arrested in the first place.
He got arrested in the first place because he got caught and convicted of kid diddling.
No. But how? Like, what was the specific incident where he got caught? Like, why did they just all of a sudden decide to arrest him again? I don't even remember.
I don't remember either.
Dude, really, seriously, that's crazy, right? Like, there's been so much information, I cannot even remember the point, right? The original reason. Because, yeah, he's a kid diddler, 100%. And they could have arrested him any day of the week. Is that what they did? Did they just decide today's the day we arrest Jeffrey Epstein?
The second arrest was just on more sex trafficking charges. It was
Okay, so they were building up this case for a while. And then, that being said, they were building up this case for a while. Jeff knew they were building up the case. Absolutely. He had to know. And that means if Jeff knew, Jeff's handlers knew. And if Jeff's handlers knew, they already had it covered. They already had it covered. Every aspect of it. They hired the assassin to kill him. They knew exactly how it was going to happen. This is not money fucking makes people do crazy shit.
So this is a rehash from his original arrest. back in the mid-2000s.
So, you know, and a little bit of commentary on that. A lot of people are saying that they made the second move on him now due to recent Trump-era changes in asset forfeiture laws, which would allow the federal government to then take his shit instead of having to give it to Florida or New York or wherever they popped him. And people are saying fucking, that's what created the impetus there.
Cannot wait until this shit heap of a dust bowl planet gets hit by the biggest meteor possible and
Smog 2020, baby.
All traces of human life. We don't deserve to be here. It's
a thief in the night, bird. You know, we don't have any say in it.
It's unfucking believable how just evil so many people are. It's crazy. It really is. I welcome it. I'm going to start doing fucking rain dances, hoping that the meteors come. I hate it.
Did either of you watch the 2020 special on him?
No.
Jeff?
Yeah.
No.
That just came out. Yeah. It was, I kind of watched it off and on. I'm sure
it was a lot of fucking shit we already knew.
It was, and it's kind of more of the same, but it's just funny that it's more, it lends credence to governments and to media as though they're trying to do something. But it's just more of the same that, like, well, of course nothing's going to happen to him. He's too powerful. He's too connected, right? So there's...
Sure.
Yeah, he'll plea out or whatever. Nothing will ever happen, which is kind of what happened until they were done with him. And then they dredge it all back up, and they fucking kill him, and they move to the next town with the next guy.
Yes. I mean, that is the process. Yeah, that's the process, right?
So, sort of ancillary to this, pause, you might have, which we kind of mentioned this earlier, but... Is there any sort of Disney connection, do you believe, to whatever ring Epstein was a part of, especially with some of what's this girl's name, Tiffany Fitzhenry, and her reporting that's been going on with the kid who was raped by all these motherfuckers at Disney?
Jesus. So how much more time do you guys have?
I've got as much time as you've got.
I don't even know about this story.
This is to me another case of something that, like, once it comes out, everybody goes, well, duh, like, a fucking course that, like, kids get fucked at Disney, right?
Is this related to Weinstein?
No, not necessarily. No.
Oh, because she's done Weinstein reporting too.
Right, but she's kind of been on this whole sexual issue, I think, for a while since the Weinstein thing. But she finally got a hold of this family who was ready to talk. And there was some poor fucking kid who I guess is, like, I don't know, somewhere between 17 and 35 now. I have no idea how old this kid is, but he's been passed around since he was like 12. And they picked him up at one of those, like, Disney comes to your town talent search things. And they started working the parents hard from then. Like, you don't need to be involved. Like, it's best if you're not involved. Let us fuck your kid, right? They would just, like, take him overnight, get him drunk. Kid's like 12, 14, 16. He'd wake up naked in beds, but it's just
What is it about famous people and powerful people that they like fucking kids?
I don't know. What is that? I think Paz has ideas. I think I have ideas.
Huh. I mean, I have ideas. If you want, I could go back into more text messages. Why, I've sent car? If
well,
you want.
Why are all the horror stories and murder mysteries and things like that, slasher films, why are there always, there's always this lore around, like, virgin blood, right? Well,
that's exactly what it is, man.
There you go.
It's about the defiling of innocence.
It's the absolute 180 degree difference in good light versus dark light, good energy versus bad energy.
That's what I was going to say. If you can have just a human being who's as, like, genuinely good as, like, Martin Luther King, you need to have his antithesis, right?
Right.
Anti-King.
Let's pump the brakes on Martin Luther King.
We're not doing this. Oz, we're not doing this. He was a great guy. We're not doing this. Regardless, there must be an evil version.
Wait, Bird. How much time do you got?
Literally one of my heroes. No, we're not doing this. No, but really, there must be, right? There must be. If you could get to be a good person, then you can be a bad person. If you be really good, man, you can get real evil. And like, I guess the weird trick that society tells you is, yeah, most of those really evil people, they're behind bars. No,
they're not.
They're people roaming.
Most of those people are the ones who are financing the building of prisons.
Yes, exactly. They're people like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and the executives at Disney.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, no way.
Again, I don't intend to kill myself.
Playground, you know, we're running around in his fucking domain. It's his servants that rule us here.
Back to first Peter 5:8.
Is not of this earth.
It's like, it's true. People, it's like literally. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who's not religious, and he was asking me these questions, and I was like, dude, I have no way of explaining to you these kinds of motivations unless you let me do it religiously. I have no way of explaining how evil these people can get for no purposes other than the fact that they are quite literally puppeted by true evil itself. Like, I can't explain it any other way. I can't explain it in a world where there's no such thing as true evil. Like, I just can't. It doesn't make sense.
There's no amount of market force self-interest
right.
that could ever justify this behavior.
No, right? Like, you got to be, like, seriously demented. It's more than just, I want that. It's like, I want that, and I want to destroy it. Like, it's evil. It's motivated by evil.
I think look,
you know, let's make witch hunting great again, frankly, right?
I agree. But I think it would give me a great amount of joy to watch half of Hollywood on a pole burning.
The practitioners of some of this evil, though, it's not that they start out going, I want to do bad shit, right? It's that they start out looking for power from a place that they can't actually get it.
Oh yeah.
And to get that power, it's, you know, selling your soul to devil or whatever it is, right? But what comes with that is fucking kids and killing kids and raping kids and abducting kids.
Well, yeah, that's the power. Well, yeah. Right, but this is, I'm just saying they're one and the same thing. I'm saying power is that. I'm saying that's right. What power is. That's all I'm saying.
And they're not I would contend that they're not even getting that. It's whoever that they answer to or several levels up is deriving.
Everybody's got their own level of hell, right? Everybody's got their own sin that they'll be damned for. Jeff's was lust.
I think they are deriving. Are allowing some higher up, some other entity, some other person, being, whatever, they're providing more power to that thing by committing the evil acts that they do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the very top of the top is not lust, right? The very top of the top is like wrath and power. That's what those and covetousness. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what those ones, the ones at the very top. I mean, I've talked to Paz about this probably for hours at this point, Paz. But we have come up with our joint theory, and we did it the other day on the podcast. But yeah, we've come up with our joint theory that in fact the very top of the top doesn't fuck kids. They don't give a shit about trivial things like that. No. One of two things: they want absolute power, just one thing. They want absolute power, and the way that they do that could be different, right? They could sacrifice people to the devil, or they could, I don't know, they could secure their assets in a foreign nation, or they could assassinate all their, it doesn't really matter what their individual motivations are, but yeah, they serve power, right? They ultimately too are servants to power. They're not free from this. They just have a different thing. Jeff is one level lower. Jeff is the facilitator, right?
Yes.
And then lower than Jeff, now Jeff handles the elites, right? He caters to the elite class. He's one above them as a facilitator. He gets you the dirty sin that you need to keep doing the things that, number one, make the world run like it does, and number two, keep you in power. That's what Jeff did. Jeff was disposable. The only people who are not disposable are the people on the very top. And Jeff happened to be very disposable because he was neither the face, which are the people below him, so the actors, you know, mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey's of the world, they're one lower.
And in his case, the models as well.
And the models of the world, right. They do all the kid fucking and the drug using, right? And Jeff does kid fucking and drug using too, right? But he's a facilitator, so he manages that stuff. Between Jeff, or rather between the lower group, the you know, the socialites and the elites, and the super elite, like highest of the high, just power hungry maniacs, is people like Jeffrey Epstein, the facilitators in the middle. They're the only ones who can really go.
Sure.
You know, because the people who are below them, they're the client. You can't lose your clients, right? That'd be crazy.
Right.
And you can't rat out the people. You can't rat out a Rothschild. Impossible. It would just be impossible. So you have the middle people like Jeff, and occasionally you gotta be like, well, look, we did this. We got the guy who was facilitating all this. Sure. Who was paying him?
Mm-hmm.
Who was paying him? Who was directing him? Who got him started? That's who we need to get, right? I mean, we need to get Jeff too. But Jeff's death, his killing prevents us from doing that.
If I can interject here again.
Please.
What I was saying earlier, Bird, is at this point, it's almost not even worth pursuing the people who set up Epstein.
Yeah.
Because when I said the entire network got shut down, I mean the entire network got shut down. Whatever agency or power group funded him in the first place would have nuked the entire distribution network he was involved in. You know, there are enough power-hungry people that they found an entirely new board game
to play this sick,
demented chess game on.
I can accept that, sure. Yeah. I mean, we don't know how big that group was, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying you don't recycle middlemen once one of them gets burned.
No, you don't. You don't recycle any of them. Right, I agree with you. Yeah, you just tell everybody go home. That's it. We got caught. We'll get a whole new group. Yeah, yeah, that's probably right. Well, there you go. I'm done, guys. My head hurts.
I'm done too.
Oh boy. I agree. Pitchfork 2020. Look,
I already have high blood pressure as a hereditary family issue.
Yes.
And this shit just enrages me so much more to no freaking end. I'm not saying I've got like a migraine or anything, but I can feel the blood vessels thrumming in my head.
Right now. My hands are getting very warm. I don't know, man. We should be hanging these people from trees. I'm sorry, but like they're kid abusers and fucking evil monsters.
Isn't good for trees.
That's true.
They don't deserve that. That's true. Strangle them with their own dicks or something.
And that is one good thing about this whole thing is that indeed Jeffrey Epstein is number one, dead. Number two, was strangled mercilessly, brutally. And three, is presently roasting like a suckling pig. And I'm okay with all three of those things. And you know what? If you don't believe some of those things, at least you could believe maybe one of the others.
Yeah.
So maybe you can find some bright sides in it's very dark.
Yeah, even if you're not a Jesus respecter,
yeah,
I think whatever your cosmic system is dictates he's in the bad part.
I was going to say, or maybe you're not a Jesus respecter, but you think Jeffrey Epstein was killed. He still got strangled with the fucking metal wire. So... there you go. And now he's dead as dirt and he'll be used as fertilizer for something good. Hopefully. That would be the best thing is take his ashes and fucking plant a tree with him. That'll be the best thing we could do with him. I'm good. I'm ready to take both of my hands and put them directly on the wheel. Well, actually, Maddie, you have to do that because, oh no, you've been drinking and, I've been drinking. No,
I haven't. I can drive, Bird. I like driving.
All right. You drive. Maddie drinks, and I'll sit here.
Boom.
And I'll make my noise.
All right, folks, keep two hands on the wheel.
Peace. Cross a 57 Chevy with a hillbilly band. Had a little honky tonk filled with one night stands. Take a telly on fire with a gun so steel. Dark house space just to seal the deal. Yeah, top 40 country, better watch your back, 'cause this hot rod's faster than your Cadillac.